Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So I know that I certainly don't like doing chores. So we're chatting about home robots today, which is relevant. Apparently, Apple has a bit of a buzz going around that they're going to develop a personal home robot.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have, robots have been something we've been dreaming about forever. In fact, the term is 104 years old. It was first talked about in a play by a gentleman called Chupik, and it was Rossum's Universal Robots was where it came about. And he coined the term robot for being this mechanized human. What we've dreamed about, and we saw it in the Jetsons for that old Nuff Betty the Maid, was this notion that there would be something that looked, acted a bit like a human, and she, he, it, whatever we wanted to give it, would do some or all of our chores. It would do our cooking, our cleaning, fold our washing. That's been the grail, the holy grail for a long time. We've talked about it and it's been looked at and many, many companies have had a go at it. But in the last year or two, we've had a whole lot of big companies say, well, maybe this is something we can do. And Apple never announces anything in advance, but the rumour mill has been going quite ballistic in the last 6 months, saying that even though they won't tell us, behind the scenes, it's likely that Apple, the makers of our iPhones, iPads, etc., are working on some kind of a robot. And that's why this scuttle, that's why these conversations come about again.
It would be silly not to be working on something like this. You would want to be ahead of the game. So is Apple the only ones?
There are lots of companies around. Our friend Elon Musk, who makes the news every second day for inventing, doing or saying something, has been playing in this space, or doing more than playing. He's put billions of dollars into this space in the last couple of years. He believes he will have some form of humanoid robot next year. We don't know what that will be. We don't know if it's going to have legs, move around. We know very, very little, as we normally do with Elon. But he says next year he will have a prototype. He said for Tesla too, by the way, for the electric car, and we all thought he was silly and mad, can't be done. But lots of people are driving Teslas now. Don't know if this will be the same. But he's around. You've got most of the major car manufacturers who are looking at this, strangely enough, because they have the capacity to build autonomous cars, maybe they can do it here. So there's a lot of money going in lately into what are called personal robots. Personal robots are things that you and I, individuals, will have and own and use.
It's been a concept for a long time, as we've kind of spoken about. So why are we only just talking about it now?
There have been some basic limitations which made robots a fantasy, a science fiction, but not really a reality. They're clumsy. They're pieces of iron, steel, whatever we make them out of, aluminium, but they're clumsy. They're spatially challenged. They bump into things all the time. They kind of have to figure out their way around the world, and they don't adapt very well. But that's changing because artificial intelligence, which again has been around for a long time but only coming into its own in the last year or two, is beginning to give robots a whole lot of smartness that wasn't possible before. We have autonomous vehicles, which are cars that can drive themselves, still a decade or two away in the major sense of it. But the smarts from inside of those have done a lot of thinking about how things move around in space, what things are, how not to knock things, how to see things. So a lot of technologies outside of robots are now coming together to say, well, maybe robots are more possible now. Maybe we can make them a reality.
So we've heard about robots at home, robots at work. There's so many different ways that we can utilize them. What are some more aspects that we're looking at?
One of the big uses for robots, and has been for the last 10 years or so, are what are called industrial robots. They work in warehouses and manufacturing. They build cars for us. They build our television sets. They move things around really easily and well. Amazon uses them. So industrial is a big part. My personal favourite in robots, and again, they've been around for about 10, 12 years, are robots that work in healthcare, particularly aged care and people with dementia, people that have difficulty moving around. There's a wonderful little robot, about 10 years or so. It's called Seal, S-E-A-L, as in the animal. It is a little pet, so to speak, that you pop onto the lap or give to the arms of somebody that's suffering from dementias or Alzheimer's. They kind of cue into it as being a pet, as being something they stroke and they, you know, carry around with them. And what it does is it sends information to the nurses or to the carers. So we are seeing them, we will see more of them, and there's lots of good capacity. But we are literally, I think, 10, 20 years away from seeing a fully blown robot as science fiction might want us to have, helping us around the home, being almost human.
It's going to be so fascinating to see where this ends up taking us. Thank you so much for your time today, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany 783 MMM.